just as we came on air at 7, news was breaking of a cyber attack on the Rotunda Maternity Hospital, and we've learned from the HSE in the past half hour of a significant ransomware attack on their IT system. HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid is on the line. Good morning, Paul Reid.
Good morning, Anya.
We heard from the master of the Rotunda Hospital. They noticed overnight there was a problem with their IT system. They've cancelled the outpatient appointments for women under 36 weeks pregnant. But this isn't just maternity hospitals. This is HSE-wide, is it?
Yeah, good morning. Just want to give you context of what actually we know has happened so far and what we're doing. So first of all, this is a we have been the subject of a very significant major ransomware attack. It's quite a very sophisticated attack, and that will be just a kind of standard attack. So it's very sophisticated. It is impacting all of our national and indeed local systems that would be involved in all of our core services. We did become aware of it during the night, and we've been obviously acting on it straight away. The immediate priority is obviously to contain this, but it is what we call a kind of human-operated ransomware attack, where they would seek to get access to data. And obviously, you know, seek a ransom for it. So it's quite a significant one, quite a serious one. We've taken a precautionary measure to shut down a lot of our major systems to protect them. We have sought and have already got the support of the national security and IT systems. We are working with all of our major IT security providers, and the national security cyber team are involved. They have been alerted. You know, so that would be the major state supports, including Garda, Defence Forces, and third-party cyber support teams. So, obviously, we do apologise for the impacts of what it's had, but we are at the very early stages of fully understanding the threat, the impacts, and trying to contain.
Has there been a ransom demand?
Not at this age. Again, I have to be very careful I say this on these incidents. I've dealt with them before in previous roles, and the first and obviously key thing which you have to do is contain the issue. That's what all our focus is throughout the night. And since early this morning, we've all been at it, involved in our own national crisis management team, because it is a major incident for us. So as the morning progresses, we'll get greater clarity on the issue and greater clarity of the impacts and greater clarity of the next steps we are taking. But, you know, we are in a major information capture stage and containment phase at this stage.
You say it's sophisticated, human-operated, and all national and local systems are affected across all core services. Give us some examples of how extensive that is, what that means.
Well, yeah, and indeed you had the master of the Rotunda on this morning, which does set out some of the impacts in terms of the information in terms of patients as they were coming, and we would access, you know, in a normal manner to the systems just to get the patient data, how that would work across the various services. So, you know, health patients, departments, yeah, some of the impacts that it would have. Now, again, during the course of the morning, once we become clearer of what those impacts are, we will continue with national, and indeed the individual services themselves will be communicating with patients. What I can say, and what I do want to reassure everybody your listeners this morning, is the vaccination program continues, not impacted. So everybody should still come forward. Indeed, everybody should still come forward until they hear something different from us in terms of services mm-hmm. impact. So just say that firstly, but vaccination program continues. It's a separate system on a separate infrastructure. So that continues, thankfully. So, you know, we will be communicating out regularly. I'm very anxious just to come in and advise you this morning just of the impact as we know just now. But we will have more information, and we will continue to communicate.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that, and thank you for doing that. You are shutting down a lot of your major systems, but what do the Rotunda have said? They have advised women under 36 weeks pregnant, unless there's an emergency, not to turn up for appointments today, regular appointments today. What is the advice if anyone else has an outpatient appointment in any other hospital around the country, maternity or otherwise?
Yeah, thanks. And look, I expect over the next hour we'll certainly have greater clarity on the impacts on all of the systems and all of the services. But right now, I would say, unless and until people hear from us, we do expect more regular communications over the next hour about the impacts on each of the services. So unless and until people hear, please do come forward. But over the next hour, we will have some greater communications on the impact. This is really a very evolving situation over the last few hours. And, you know, I appreciate everybody is anxious, and we are very anxious, but we will continue with communications out. So please come forward as people have appointments for now, but we will be communicating now further in the next, in the very next short while.
But so, and you know, sometimes people have to travel a long way for a hospital appointment. If somebody's setting out this morning, should they wait for more information?
Yeah, I would say, certainly, you know, this is probably in the last 3 hours of which we're seeing the understanding of the impacts and the attacks. So, you know, it is an evolving situation, and I'd like to have full information just now, but I am anxious to get as much as we have out right now. But for now, I mean, people, and particularly people in need of urgent care services, all continue. Will be impacted, obviously, in terms of, as the Master of the Rotunda was talking more, in terms of impacts as people come forward, and not being able to access IT systems does impact on efficiency. But, you know, a very evolving situation, Anya, and as I say, we will have further information once we have it.
All right. Perhaps, I don't know, but maybe if you do get more information, because obviously it's an evolving situation, we may be able to get a couple of minutes with you or get another update from you before 9 o'clock. You're working with Gardaí, Defence Forces and Cyber Security. A major, I mean, yes, let me clarify one thing. The Master of the Rotunda said that the life-saving equipment they use in the delivery suites, the premature babies, not affected. What about intensive care units, machines, you know, that are really important in treating people and keeping them healthy and alive? Are they okay?
Yeah, I mean, what we expect is most of the infrastructure in our hospitals and acute hospital systems would be based on a dedicated local infrastructure. So it's not, this is more or less information technology systems and transferring of information across networks. So most of those will be on standalone infrastructure. We'd expect to be, you know, fine and working in operation. And all our indications are that that is the case. So it's largely what is stored on central servers, what is transferred across central servers between networks and between infrastructure is where the impacts as we assess them right now.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for giving us that information. That's the Chief Executive of the HSE, Paul Reid.